Imagine your hardest working colleague isn't human. I mean, works 24/7, no coffee breaks, always learning, getting smarter. What kind of impact does that have? Today, we're doing a deep dive into AI agents in finance. These are autonomous software programs really reshaping financial services. Our mission to explore what these agents actually are, where you're already seeing them make a huge impact, their benefits, and yeah, the big challenges too.
And look, this isn't science fiction anymore. It's happening right now. It's fundamentally changing how finance works, how companies compete. Think about this, the market size. It's projected to jump from about $7.4 billion in 2025 to over $47 billion by 2030. That's a staggering 45% annual growth rate. Understanding this is pretty critical for anyone in the finance space, you know, for strategy, for seeing what's coming.
Okay, so let's break it down. At their core, what exactly are these AI agents in finance?
Well, basically, they're intelligent systems. They're designed to perceive their environment, analyze information, and then act on their own towards specific goals. Think of them like highly specialized digital workers. They can handle tasks from, say, reconciling complex transactions all the way to detecting fraud patterns really fast. And the results, they're pretty profound. We're seeing routine process costs slashed by like up to 90% and errors way down.
90%. Wow. That alone is compelling. But bring it closer to home for us. Where are these agents making a really tangible difference right now?
Okay. Well, think about the back office first. Automating accounts payable and receivable. It's massive. Something like 63% of CFOs say AI is making payment processing much easier. Then there's fraud detection and compliance. This is huge. By 2025, estimates suggest, 99% of financial orgs will use AI for fraud.
Yeah, and 93% think it's going to revolutionize how they spot patterns. These things can find hidden connections humans might just miss. They're also getting really good at optimizing cash flow forecasts, you know, analyzing tons of historical data to predict future cash needs with much better accuracy. And customer support, bots could potentially handle maybe 75-90% of banking inquiries soon. Think about shorter wait times, better responsiveness.
Right. So the efficiency, the automation, those gains are clear. But are there broader, maybe more strategic benefits beyond just getting tasks done? Oh, absolutely. Beyond just raw automation, you get unmatched efficiency and speed. I saw one example. A logistics company cut document processing from 7 minutes down to under 30 seconds per file. That's a total game changer for handling volume, right? Plus, they minimize human errors, which is obviously critical in finance, higher accuracy, and they scale seamlessly. If you get a sudden spike in transactions, the agents just handle it. No need to suddenly hire and train a bunch of people. But maybe most importantly, they offer smarter, data-driven insights. They crunch vast data sets, find patterns humans might overlook, leading to genuinely better, faster decisions.
Okay, it's clear they're reshaping things, but let's get into the nuts and bolts a bit. How do they actually do all this behind the scenes?
So at a basic level, they collect data, lots of data from different sources, often in real time. By connecting to things like market feeds, payment systems, banking platforms using APIs. Then they use machine learning, ML algorithms to recognize patterns in all that incoming data, constantly analyzing. Based on what they find, they make automated decisions. Could be anything from approving a small loan to flagging a suspicious transaction for review. Real-time monitoring is key here, applying rules, insights as things happen. And the really fascinating part, they learn. Continuously, they adapt, refine their accuracy, just like a human analyst gains experience by retraining on new data. They get better over time.
The potential is just immense. But okay, like any big tech shift, there have to be hurdles. What are the biggest challenges organizations are running into trying to implement these agents?
Yeah, there are definitely challenges. Data quality and integration, that's a huge one. Yeah. Lots of firms struggle with messy, siloed data in older systems. Feeding the AI good data is tough. Then you've got significant regulatory and compliance risks, things like explainability. You need to be able to understand why an AI made a specific decision, especially for regulations, you know, like a loan denial. Algorithmic bias is another major concern. If the training data has biases, the AI can unfortunately amplify them. That needs constant monitoring to ensure fair outcomes. And don't forget organizational change resistance. It's real. Nearly 78% of leaders apparently don't always trust AI fully for autonomous decisions. Plus, employees worry about jobs.
Right, the human element. So looking ahead, what does this all mean for you, for the listener, and the future of finance?
Well, we're heading towards a future with things like unified digital risk officers, single agents monitoring all kinds of risks across the entire organization, continuously, and personalized AI financial advisors. Imagine an AI managing your finances, tailored specifically to your goals, day-to-day. Hyper-automation and back-office processes will probably become the standard. AI agents just running things end-to-end. Which really brings up a crucial question. As these AI agents get more and more autonomous, how is our relationship with financial institutions, and even with our own money, going to fundamentally change? And maybe more importantly, what new responsibilities might you need to take on in this intelligent new era?